1981. I am interviewing Mr. Reginald C. Smith of 110 Park Road North, apartment 107, Oshawa. We were born in a house down at the harbor, and that this house had been owned by your great grandparents.
Yes, that is correct. My great grandparents. And it's rather coincidence that my great grandparents was Abram Jackson Smith, and my grandfather was Abram Jackson Smith. And my dad was Reginald Jackson Smith. So it came down to me that Jackson was about some reason. Anyway, as I recall as a youngster, my granddad, my great grandparents were dead by then, but only my grandparents were living. And my granddad, my grandmother died, and my granddad lived. My mother and dad lived with my granddad in the same house as we owned, of course. And I can all recall down through the years, as kids growing up, Grandpa's bedroom was on the front outside the house. And my mother wanted something, she'd always say to that kid, well, bring Grandpa, go in the bar room and get something. So this kid has always wondered why they called the bar room. And I understand from my mother and talking to my grandpa that years ago this had been a hotel, or a beer room, or whatever you want to call it those days. And this particular room is what the bar was in. And also understand that in the basement, at the time we were kids growing up, the bar was in the basement and was used as a workbench. You can never understand what it was, but then they explained to us that it was. So that's the information that I recall as just how it was. It was a beverage room, if you want to put that way, and this is a beverage room within the front of the house. And I supplied Mr. Hand with a copy, a picture of this house that I think he had put on his record of showing this is what it was back in those years. But we'd lived there, we were all born there. My two sisters, three sisters and I were born and raised there. And we lived at the lake all our lives until 1955. My dad, he had commercial fish for many years in Oshawa. And I recall my granddad was Captain Andrew Jackson, so he was harbor master for many years at Oshawa. And Lyman, Lloyd Gifford, I think Lloyd Gifford, later years from Grandpa, got to a man who was not able to care for it, take over the job. Well, Lloyd Gifford, I believe, was appointed harbor master by the federal government. And there's been many number of appointments since then. But that's how we were connected with the harbor at that time.
I believe your great-grandfather owned property along the beach side of the harbor as well as where his house was located. Is that right?
That is correct. He owned the property on the beach side, the lakefront side, I should say. And I saw there was 1, 2, 3, 4, there was about 6 cottages facing the lakefront, the campus, the great campus that day. And down through the years, before my grandfather died, the property was broken up into parcels so that eventually it would come to his sons and daughters. And then we had an occasion when eventually my father passed away. My mother fell heir to what was left of my father. Mr. McNeely, who was then a lawyer, Mark McNeely, way he handled the business for us on selling the property to the city. And the course of selling it after the transaction was all completed and sold, why he brought to our attention that our deed covering the lake part of the property, there was water rights involved. And in the course of time, I tried to make a deal with the city to finance the cost of looking up the heirs so that we could make some kind of deal to transfer to them or to be paid for it. But it seemed to be such a costly affair that the water rights yet are still owned by the heirs down through the years. They're still owned by the heirs that are living
of the city family.
Of the Smith family. And the city of Oshawa still haven't finalized that part of it. So I have a file showing that we still own the water rights. The city owns the property, but not the water rights. And that's the way it stands today.